August 25th, 2020, Kyle Rittenhouse shot and killed two, injured another. He has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree reckless homicide, two counts of first-degree reckless endangerment and safety, attempted first-degree intentional homicide, possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18. So he may be found guilty of some of these charges, maybe not all of them. Stacy St. Clair wrote about it in the Chicago Tribune. And also on a phone line is Rich Lankoff, who frequently joins us to sort of analyze legal things. Rich and Stacy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Stacy, just start there. Jury selection is today, and this somewhat controversial judge said we might pick a jury in a day, not 2 weeks. Is that what you expect is going to happen?
Well, it's not the norm, in my experience, that they get a jury picked that quickly. But local attorneys in Kenosha told me if the judge says he's going to get jury selection done in a day, it's going to get done in a day. He's already told the attorneys from both sides that he's not going to let them really delve into the jurors' political views. They're not going to be able to ask them what their feelings on guns' rights are. They're not going to be able to ask them what their feelings on Black Lives Matter are. So if you weed out a lot of those questions, maybe it can be done that quickly. It would still surprise me.
Will that trouble you if you were an attorney on a case like this, Rich? That is, the judge says I'm going to treat it like any other case. You know, we're not going to jump through great hoops. If they seem like a qualified juror, they're in. How much scrutiny should the jurors get, Rich?
Well, a lot. I mean, it actually seems like the judge in this case is bending over backwards to not treat it like a regular case. Because a regular case, you would have, you know, fairly extensive voir dire where both sides get a chance to ask the potential jurors, you know, some detailed questions about their background. The judge in this case, who, by the way, has a reputation for doing what he believes is the right thing and being an independent thinker, he doesn't like to be pushed around by all accounts. So it's a little unusual, but it sounds like it's consistent with that, how this judge has operated.
Stacy, have you seen the video of all three shootings? Is that available?
I have seen the video of all three shootings. It's not one continuous video.
Yeah.
But I've seen them, the different videos put together, the three, correct?
I've seen videos. I don't know that I've seen them all. And I know I've seen one that looks to me like a guy was about to jump on his neck. He spun and shot that man dead. I can mm-hmm. see how, at least in that instance, Kyle Rittenhouse could claim it was self-defense. What else have you seen that might shed a little light on what's going to happen?
Well, I think, you know, what I've seen is what the defense says happened, and that is that the defense is going to argue that in every part of the video, every time he shoots, someone is trying to take Kyle Rittenhouse's gun away from him. You don't see that in the first shot, right? You see in the first shot he shoots, there's a plastic bag thrown at him. And then they go behind some cars and you don't know what happens then.
Right.
I will say that in his statement to Antioch police when he turned himself in, Kyle Rittenhouse did a lot of explaining of his self-defense theory and did not mention anyone trying to take his gun. He mentioned being hit by a skateboard, and that's the one that you're referring to. And he mentions being hit by a bat. There was no bat that ever was swung at him in the video that I've seen.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm kind of asking you to be judge and jury here, and that's inappropriate, not fair to you, I suppose. I'm just wondering how justified in all three instances self-defense is going to be. And I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I don't know that that's something that I want to, you know, take a guess at. I do think there is an argument to be made, and I think it's really going to come down to what the jury is told is the definition of self-defense and how they're supposed to consider the charges.
But, I mean, that's what they're going to do, right, Rich, is rather than defend Kyle Rittenhouse, which they will, they're also going to sort of put these other guys on trial. They're going to say these were bad guys that were coming after our client, correct?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, that is the theory. And it's a fairly strong one in this case, John. As you and I have talked about before, in Wisconsin, the definition of self-defense in a bodily, in a deadly force case is if the defendant felt it was necessary to prevent imminent death or great bodily harm. And it's really a two-part test. First, the jury has to decide if Rittenhouse, in this case, really believed subjectively that he was in danger. It might, in hindsight, prove that that was not right, but the question is not what we look at when we look back, but at that time, did he sincerely believe it, you know, in the moment? Then the second factor the jury has to look at is whether that belief was objectively reasonable. And they have to consider at that point whether a reasonable person in his shoes would have felt at the time that they had no choice but to shoot.
He wasn't supposed to have a gun, though, right, Stacy? He doesn't legally have the right to carry an AR-15, does he?
He was 17 at the time. And, yeah. And in Wisconsin, so there is an open carry law in Wisconsin, he was not old enough to openly carry, so correct. He was not supposed to have a gun at that time, and he is charged with that. But that's a misdemeanor in Wisconsin.
Yeah, how many total, I was reading from your story, how many charges he has against him? One, two, three, at least four charges against him, correct?
Right. He's got the two murder charges. He's got the injury to the third man he shot. He has five, and he has like a reckless conduct charge, and then he has the misdemeanor gun charge.
Yeah. So I guess, Rich, it's possible he'll be found guilty on some of these counts, but not the others. I wonder if that's going to satisfy. Boy, I'm so leaping to the end of this thing, but I think a lot of us are wondering what's going to happen afterwards.
Yeah, it's five felonies, a misdemeanor, and a curfew ticket. So, you know, conceivably, they could find him to violate only the curfew rule and find him innocent on all of the rest.
Okay, jury selection today. You can read more about it in the paper and continue to follow it here on WGN Radio. We'll be in touch, Stacy St. Clair. Thank you for your time, as always.
Anytime. Take care, guys.
Likewise, Rich. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, John.
Mr. Lenkoff, you can hear him on Legal Face-Off on WGN.